This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Last week, I saw a patient whom I treated for depression and pneumonia. I gave her medication and asked her if she could come back and see me in a week to make sure she was feeling better. I also explained to her that if she was not feeling better or got worse, that she could give me a call. Then, over the weekend, I was shopping at the outdoor market, and there she was with a friend, coming toward me with a burlap bag flung over her shoulder. She couldn't help but see me, and there was no escape for her given the flow of the crowd. She would certainly need to pass me. I could tell by looking she was a little bit uncomfortable. I considered my social options. I could ignore her, look the other way, and just walk by quickly. I could nod my head in acknowledgement of her presence. Or I could do what I wanted to do, which was to ask her if the medications were working and if she was feeling better. I decided to go with my heart, and I walked over and told her that she looked better and asked if she was feeling any better. She nodded her head and quickly walked away without saying a word. In a small, unofficial survey of my medical colleagues, I asked what they would have done in a similar situation. 75% said they would have walked by without acknowledging the person. 20% would have said hello and continued to walk by. Only 5% would have done what I did. Most felt saying hello to a patient placed the patient in an awkward position of needing to explain who I was to their friend. For the woman, seeing me outside of my clinical practice was a reminder of all the personal information that I knew about her. I was her doctor, and she confided in me. But for me, I saw her as a whole person. It seemed odd and uncaring of me not to say hello and to ask how she was feeling. It seems to harken back to the small-town doctor when the doctor knew everyone in town and was charged with holding lots of secrets, but the doctor was still able to socialize. Perhaps the next time I will just walk by. I have been convinced that it's better to err on the side of not saying anything and protecting the special doctor-patient relationship, which is built on a bedrock of confidentiality. But I can't help wondering, wouldn't it feel odd to the person who feels their doctor knows them to act like passing ships in a harbor? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.